Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You know, it's Friday. Happy Friday to you. I hope you are well. There's so many things to talk about. We'll touch a bit on politics today. Somewhat of it. Trump just settled this lawsuit, $25 million. I'm sure people are going, oh my God, look, he's admitted to doing stuff. The left will spin it that way. $25 million. Most of the, I think about half of them can receive half their money back. A few can receive all of their money back. Not a big deal. Get over it. Is what it is. Not going to sit here and fret over something that, quite frankly, a lot of big companies do. A lot of big companies settle lawsuits. That's just the way it goes. Because it would have been $50 million to fight it or $25 million to make it go away. You make a decision. He's got bigger things to do now. He's got bigger fish to fry. I want to start, though, with what happened in Baltimore the other day. And, you know, there's so many things that we could talk about with this. And we're going to try to touch on as many as possible. If you didn't see this, a teacher at a middle school, the Harlan Park Elementary Middle School, lost her mind with a student. Started screaming at the students. And of course, nowadays, as we all know, you got to watch where you do things because those things are going to be on film. Realize that. Them things going to be on film. And lo and behold, this was on film. The teacher, who has not been identified, was a science teacher. She was in her second year, and several parents have said she was a sweet lady, a nice lady, but maybe she lost it that day, lost her breaking point. What she did, which has been seen by countless millions of people worldwide, was absolutely appalling. There is no defense of what she did as far as the language she used, but I think people can understand that sometimes we lose our cool and we say things that are horrific and horrible. She used a racial slur. She called the kids idiots. She said they're a bunch of punk asses. And they're going to eventually end up in the street. Kind of went off. Take a listen to this. Now, first, I'm going to point this out. I don't know. You know, if this was a police officer, this is why all cops are bad. All cops are bad. We don't ever say all teachers are bad. Well, that's you can't just say that. Okay. Secondly, all of us in life have reached a breaking point. Anthony, poor sick Anthony, who's home near death, convalescing. My best buddy here that is my, you know, second in charge next to the czar. He and I were talking this morning. He said, you remember what happened with Alec Baldwin? Remember the insanity? Look, I've lost my cool on numerous occasions. I've absolutely lost my cool on numerous occasions, and I couldn't imagine. Middle school is the worst. I think we can all agree on that. Middle school is the worst of the worst. Your kids are the most out of control. Your kids are coming into their own. Your kids are at that point where they're not really mature, but they're too mature to be little kids anymore, but they're not mature enough to be somewhat adult. And so they're just insane. Hormones raging, attitude, they're pissed off and they don't know why. It's insane. You couple that with bad parenting. You couple that with society at times the way it is and the way we let things go. And you have got a recipe for disaster. I don't think this woman's a racist. And I think the racial slurs took away from some of the things that I think she said that were maybe intriguing enough that you can have a conversation about. But the minute she dropped the N-bomb, that's that. Right? The minute she dropped the N-bomb, it's over. It's crazy. It's crazy that this is the world we have now. This is where we get 2 million views, right? This is 2 million views today and growing. It's going to be lawsuits. There's going to be all kinds of things. She's been dismissed. She's fired. But some of the stuff she said, you know, first of all, you're calling them idiots. Can't do that. You can't do that. But she said, look, she asked them if they wanted to get an education or be a punk ass. Okay. Watching the video is a little bit different because you could tell that none of these kids look like they were there to do anything. They were all screaming. They were all laughing. The kid that she was trying to get to leave the room wanted nothing to do with that. Wanted nothing to do with her and wasn't listening to her. We've seen teachers lose it before. It happens. Human beings lose it. I have been apoplectic at times over stuff. Today, my chair broke, and I was beside myself. I was so pissed. The arm fell off on me, like my chair. I was pissed. It's frustrated. Had a frustrating day. We've all been there. And when we go there at times, our filter completely disappears because we say things. We say things. She deserves to be fired. There's no doubt in my mind she deserves to be fired. There's no doubt in my mind there is no room and in a classroom for that, what she said, dropping the N-word. But as far as getting an education, or do they want to be a punk ass? And by the way, before we freak out on you know, she said this and these kids' lives are ruined. Every song they listen to drops the N-word 1,000 times. The N-word has been completely desensitized to many, if not all, of these kids. When she said it, it was more laughter and shock than it was, oh my God. I don't condone what she did, but I think we've all been there in life. And over the next couple, and the reason this is becoming something and growing in stature as far as the story goes is because what's taking place currently in the political world that we have with Donald Trump, the rhetoric, being called a racist, all of these things, it's going to have a trickle-down effect and a place to point blame. Her blame is frustration. She's pissed. She's angry. Think about this. You go to school every day, and I have listeners who are teachers. I have listeners I have friends who are teachers, and they'll tell me half these kids don't give a rat's ass. They're there because mom and dad or mom or nobody or the state says you got to be here. And this cuts through all colors, all shapes and sizes, all religions. And watching some of the disrespect I've seen with teachers, I understand why people would lose it. We do it with our kids, right? We'll scream and yell at our kids. We do it with our loved ones. We do it with our husbands, our wives, our spouses. We do it with our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers. We do it. We get to the point where we lose it. And sometimes we hit out and we say something stupid. Alec Baldwin did it. Remember that? Many other people have done it. People will do it again. You hear all the times. Athletes saying something stupid. Because in the heat of a moment, when the frustration is at that point, you no longer care. Every one of us listening would love to have a 24-hour redo, 12-hour redo, where we could go back and go, I'm going to take all of that back. Because that was not something I wanted to say. I'm going to take everything back there. She was pissed and angry. and looking at these kids laughing, and she said something. She brought up something. Really, do you want to get an education because you have a chance to get one, or do you want to be a punk ass? Those are words they understand. Is that what you want? And don't say because, oh, we're people of color, this, that, and the other. We're going to have a girl on in 2 weeks. We're going to have a girl on the show in 2 weeks. She lives out here. She's got like a 15.9 grade point average. She is a girl of color who's wanted to be in a doctor since she was a kid. She's the kind of person that we're going to have on that makes you think, I have wasted my life. It can be done. She raised some questions. Do you want to get shot? Do you want to be a punk ass? Do you want to get an education? I don't know what a lot of these teachers go through, just like I don't know what a lot of these cops go through. But we're always quick to condemn. It was a word that was used that deservedly got her fired. There is no doubt in my mind she should be gone. I don't know what's in her heart, so whether or not she's racist, I couldn't tell you. But I understand her frustration. And I think she echoes what a lot of kids and kids who are trying to get an education and a lot of teachers and people out there, administrators, feel at times, but just don't say it. Not the N-word, but the frustration of it all. Because watching some of these kids, when I see a lot of these kids film stuff in classrooms, I'm always taking notice of the fact that most of these kids could give a rat's ass. And look at this authority figure, if you will, or the person that is teaching them as no more than a nuisance. Yet kids get good educations. Yet kids do strive, both white and people of color. It can be done. She did raise a good question, though. Do you want to be a punk ass and get shot? Or do you want an education? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSOM, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show. Love when you do. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can also call us 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-DIG-CHAD, simple and easy. You can also, this is great, I found this thing on the old Facebook there, Producer Phil, where I put the number in on the Facebook page, and all you have to do is touch a button, and it calls automatically.
That's awesome. Great.
That is awesome. You can check that out over there. He's made a few picks. Who are these guys? And are they part of the problem or part of the solution going forward? We'll talk about the Trumpster. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
I mean, this guy's a total whack job.
Love getting texts from you, 323-538-2423. Texter writes in, yes, Chad, I will admit, I have lost it before. I have, man. I have. When I used to play, when I was really younger and I was so competitive, I have lost it. I'm not going to lie to you. Not going to lie. I won't. And there's times I still get pissed and angry, and I do. It takes me a while to get there, but when I get there, I'm there, and I think we all have. Not a person. If you haven't, that's amazing. Phil, you've lost it before, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay, good. I just want to be, maybe it was like, what is he talking about? Nobody, I've never screamed at anybody like that before. I have lost it before. I used to be so bad when I was on the field. Oh, you know what? It was rarely was I bad about the other team if I lost. I was usually pissed at my teammates. Oh, yeah. I can see why she did it. It is funny, though, that we don't look at her and say all teachers are bad. But if a cop does something, it's like all cops are bad. Maybe that's coming. Maybe I've started a trend and I didn't even know that. The Trumpster, who not only settled today for $25 million for Trump U, Trump U, he has named some folks to his old administration there. Senator Jeff Sessions, Attorney General. Many people thought Sessions, who was, by the way, it was the first in February sitting senator to endorse Trump. A lot of people thought he may have been a running mate. A lot of people thought that, but he's going to be the AG. He's a senator, part of the Senate Subcommittee on Immigration. He is seen to be somewhat of he's a bit of a hardliner. These guys that he has chosen have a very similar viewpoint as far as looking at certain things and the way they look at it. A little bit more law and order, a little bit more by the book, straight down the line, a little bit more of these things. And this is something else, too, because Mike, we talked about last night, we broke the news because we're awesome at breaking stuff. Retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn is going to be the National Security Advisor. Here's the thing about Flynn. He said some stuff. He's definitely a hardliner. But this is one of the things that Anthony and I have talked about, producer Anthony and I have talked about on numerous occasions. There is a bit of conspiracy theory inside of Donald Trump. There is a bit of, nah, it's not really what's happening. It's an inside job kind of thing. Lieutenant General Mike Flynn is the same way. He's a bit of a conspiracy theorist at times, been known to think away from everybody else. But he's also, he's courted controversy. One of the things he tweeted out in February was, fear of Muslims is rational. Please forward this to others. The truth fears no questions. And I don't know if that's rational. Fear is a huge thing. It's a massive thing. It really is. So he is going to be the National Security Advisor. And then Mike Pompeo is the CIA director. He's from Kansas. He's a rep. He's accepted Trump's offer to be the new director of the CIA. California Adam Republican Adam Schiff, the top Democrat of the House Intelligence, called Pompeo very bright and hardworking. This is seen to be the person who many people think of the three, he's probably the one that may stick around the longest and the one that a lot of people are like, oh, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. You did good. You did good there. So we'll see. The first two, Sessions and Flynn, again, very much in Trump's corner for the entire time, where Mike Pompeo wasn't. But in saying that, you know, he's got the job now, CIA director, and he's going to, we'll see what happens. But they're very much hardcore on immigration reform. They're very much, you know, this is going to be an interesting thing to see what happens. A lot of them were, they're part of that crew, especially Sessions and Pompeo, about going after Hillary. So we'll see what takes place from that. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. I'm not into exploitation, but I think our world that we live in now lives off of it. Dr. Phil, what are you done? Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I would say shame on Dr. Phil, but I think it's more shame on us, America. We love train wrecks. Doesn't matter what it is. If it's an actual train, great. If it's a plane crash, wow. If it's a human being falling apart in front of our eyes, even better. And if you don't think that's true, can I just point out that there's a show called Addiction and all of these other things that we watch, Intervention, where we find entertainment by watching people's lives completely fall apart. Yes, at the end, we're hoping they get better. But the truth is, we don't watch it for that. We watch it because it's entertaining. That's the truth. That's the psyche of America. We like it because it's entertaining. We absolutely love it because it's entertaining. Shelley Duvall, who was, of course, in Stanley Kubrick's great movie, starred alongside Jack Nicholson in The Shining, and she was, you know, Olive Oil and Popeye and several other things that she did. She was on with Dr. Phil, and I'm not going to play any of the excerpts because she's unrecognizable. And if
no
you've
kidding.
Not, Phil, am I right? I mean, is she
you
unrecognizable?
Right.
I mean, if you remember Shelley Duvall, she looked like Olive Oil. She was thin. She had jet black hair. She looked like Olive Oil. This lady does not look like that. And the excerpts and the things that I've seen, it's on this afternoon. It's been played about by half the country already. She's not there. She's not. She says something about, and this is the only thing I'll say, she says something about her co-star Robin Williams where he's still around. He's just a shapeshifter. It just shows you that she's not there. Stanley Kubrick's daughter, you know, she wrote a letter, at, you know, and basically imploring Dr. Phil, begging him, don't do this. It's not Dr. Phil. It's not. It's us, America. It's us. We live nowadays off the fact that people may be in worse situations than us. It's entertainment. Some of it is the fact that we hope they're in worse situations than us. And we find entertainment off of it. We do. And that's what reality TV is. Reality TV is we're watching something that is a documentary, especially on some of these other programs that are a little bit more reality-based. You see, what is it, the Little Women of, Hollywood or whatever? There's one where they're fighting. They're little itty-bitty women who are throwing blows. And I'm like, this is insanity. It's not real, but it's insanity. But this was real, and we like that. You know, one of the biggest radio people out there is a guy named Dave Ramsey, and he does financial advice. You know why people listen to that? It's because we want to know that we're not in worse shape than other people. We like it when somebody calls in and they go, they only make $2,300 a month and I'm $45,000 in debt. And you're like, well, I'm not that bad. Again, we're looking to affirm ourselves. Watching what took place today, this is what's wrong with us. And you wonder why when we look at this campaign, you know, this whole campaign was a reality show. Many of these people that have come out and have never voted before in their lives, never voted before in their lives, ever, never cared about politics. It's because it evolved into a reality show. It became a reality show. It's amazing. But I don't blame Dr. Phil for having Shelley Duvall on today. I don't blame Dr. Phil. Phil's looking for ratings. He's got a giant staff. He's got a family. He's got a life. He's looking for ratings. Nothing shocks more than tragedy that many people find entertaining. We don't know it's entertaining. Right? We don't think, oh, it's not. We're not here for the entertainment value at all. But we kind of are. A little bit. Smidge. I saw bits and pieces of it today, and I thought to myself, and mental illness, right? Like mental illness. Again, Dr. Phil having Shelley Duvall on, who has disappeared. Here's a woman who was once a extremely famous actress, played in some major movies, who is now in her early 60s, is completely, you know, struggling with mental illness, and part of entertainment. Don't blame Dr. Phil. Blame America for that stuff. We eat it up. We absolutely eat it up. We like it. We watch Intervention. We watch Addiction. We watch all of these things. Mental illness is another one. Why not make mental illness something we look at? Hey, that could be a great reality show, Phil. Let's do this. We'll call it Mental Monday. Instead of The Mentalist, we'll have a Mental Monday on A&E or something, and then we'll just follow people around who are just badass crazy, and we'll try to dissect them. If that doesn't work, it'll at least be entertaining.
Or people we could just walk around the building that I'm in now.
Yeah. Mine too. But people will watch that. Because for whatever reason, we, you know, we just gravitate towards that. Again, we're a rubbernecker country. There's an accident, we turn and we look. There's a crash, we turn and we look. There's something going on the side, we turn and we look. Shame on us, America. Shame on us. This is what we got now. This is what we've got. We've got this. And you could really draw the parallel of what's taking place with Dr. Phil and the whole thing with what's going on, having her on today, and people are pissed off about it. And it's funny because people are pissed off about it, yet I bet you it draws huge numbers. So that didn't help. And at the same time, you could look at what's taken place over the last 16 months, 18 months in the run-up to the election and eventually the election of Donald Trump. It's crazy. It is. It is absolutely crazy. And I don't know what it is about us. When did we get to this point where, you know, I love documentaries. I love to see things where I think you're going to find something out of it, of which you can take away with it, because it's educational. Most of these things aren't. Most of these things are for entertainment purposes. Most of these things are for a purpose as to bring in viewers so we could get advertisers. And I don't blame the advertisers. Because if you stop watching, you know what happens? It goes away. It's as simple as that. Not hard. But this is the sad thing of America. I love our country, but are we that bored with entertainment? I mean, were you at that point where it's like, meh, you know what? Game of Thrones, Netflix, all this crap, who cares? Give me something that's... And, you know, if you've listened to me, I'm a popcorn kind of guy, right? Like popcorn movies. I don't really watch anything other than that, you know? I like stuff that I love shows that are... I love documentaries. But I try to watch documentaries that I know that are there for a purpose to show certain things, not to be entertainment. Not to be entertainment. And it's not the first time Dr. Phil's done this, and it won't be the last. There are others out there that Dr. Phil will have on. And it's a very sad situation that we continue to run at it. We continue. And until we decide, you know what, we're kind of over this, you know, I'll take my old trash TV, you know, the old Dallases and the old kind of, you know, whatever else is out there, that kind of stuff. I'll take that back as opposed to watching people, you know, completely fall apart on television so I can go, my life's better than that. Until we do that, as long as people are watching it, they're going to continue to do it. I'm not here to preach about it. Maybe you saw the show. Maybe you didn't. I'm just saying, from my point of view, when people are upset and I see all of this hate and animosity directed today at Dr. Phil, and none of it directed to the people that it needs to be directed at, which is the American viewers. If you continue to watch this, if you continue to take it in, they're going to continue to make crap like this. If we got rid of Dr. Phil tomorrow, but there was a need for something like this because that's what an audience is clamoring for, guess what? They'll find somebody else to do it. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can always text the show. Love when you do. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com, and check out ChadBensonShow.com. We got all the cool stuff from our parodies to all of our interviews and everything up. We'll probably have this next interview up later today, because we're very fortunate. Somebody whose birthday is today, 88 years young, will be joining us. Chad Benson Show.
Yo, 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 you know what this is, boy?
Chad Benson.
You know, it's funny. Before we went to break and we were talking about the whole reality TV thing and exploiting people and putting it on TV for entertainment. And if you don't think we've all done it, myself included, as far as watch it, think about all of the stuff we've seen with the likes of American Idol. Most of us watched the first several episodes of American Idol because people's dreams were going to be shattered and they were horrible. And we got to watch somebody really tear into somebody. You're the worst person I've ever seen. You should chop your head off. You know, we watched that. We did. We're guilty. All of us are guilty, myself included. I didn't watch it when it got good.
Did it ever get good?
Yeah. There were some singers that came out of there all right. But I'm just saying, we most of us watched that. And then it turned the tide when people said vote for the worst. Remember vote for the worst? But that was a form of the same thing here. That Dunkelman guy, who was the first guy, that, along with Ryan Seacrest that first year, and then he disappeared. You know, he was like the Chuck from Happy Days, who like went out to play basketball and he never came back. It was the same thing. Dunkelman said, in many interviews I've seen, he says, look, I couldn't exploit these people. These people really had a dream, and our whole thing was to find people who were horrible who had a dream so we could put them in front of judges and essentially be slaughtered on live TV. And use this cannon fodder. I couldn't do it. But that's why we watch, right? People had a dream. You know, somebody in a small town whose life's horrible, you know, maybe a bit overweight, and their mom and dad thinks they have talent, and they go there, and their dream gets shattered, and we go, ha! Wow, that sucked. When in truth, 99% of us don't have the cojones to go do that. But still, there you go. That's another part of what we did. Speaking of entertainment, one of the most beloved characters in the history of mankind turns 88 years old today. He's going to join us here in a second. He is reveling in his 88th birthday. I will tell you this, so we got 10 facts about this person. Or character, if you will. November 18th, 1928, the character of Mickey Mouse first appeared in the film Steamboat Willie. While famous Mouse characters made his debut in Steamboat Willie, he actually had been the subject of two shorts prior, The Galipagan Gaucho and The Plane Crazy, two films that were later released after Steamboat Willie. The name Mickey Mouse was said to have been suggested by Disney's wife, Walt's wife. Get crazy. That's right. Originally, it was going to be called Mortimer Mouse. The script for the very first short Mickey Mouse was in, which was called Playing Crazy, was done while Walt was traveling on a train to Chicago. Disney Studios producing somewhere around 12 Mickey Mouse shorts a year by the year 1937. The animators of the first design for the character movements of the Mickey Mouse said they were inspired by the likes of Charlie Chaplin. No way. Mm-hmm. Mickey Mouse shorts were originally silent. The first in which Mickey actually spoke, debuted in 1929 for the cartoon short, The Carnival Kid. In 1929, short cartoon, The Opry House, was the first cartoon in which Mickey wore his famous white gloves, according to the Internet Animation Database. And in 1930, the first Mickey Mouse comics, Rick, appeared in 40 newspapers. And finally, Disney, when first deciding to name his amusement park, had considered naming it Mickey Mouse Village. Joining us now, reveling in the party that is his 88th birthday, Mr. Mickey Mouse. Good afternoon, Mr. Mouse. How are you and happy birthday?
I am absolutely fine. Chad, I love being on your program. Oh, my God, I was partying. Oh, man, my head hurts.
Mickey, what have you been doing? 88 years young. You sound like you're still going strong and partying hard. What'd you do last night?
Well, this Magic Kingdom is the Christmas time. You know Christmas is fun? I think it's absolutely fun. Well, this time of year, we have all the I've been drinking a lot of eggnog, and we partied hard. And I got to say something. Minnie Mouse she's a champ, is what I'm trying to say. Minnie, I love you. God, wow. Thank you for my birthday present.
Well, it sounds like it's a lot of fun. What do you have planned for this year? Any big celebrations going on at the park? Some stuff we should know about, you know, because I don't let you get. I know you're reveling in the excitement. Anything that we should know about?
I got a lot of stuff. Have you been to Disney? Have you ever been to Disneyland? Have you ever been to Disneyland?
Disneyland?
That's the place. You ever been there? Oh, my God. It's crazy. This is so expensive. I can't even believe I charge people. Have you been to Disneyland?
I've been there, Mickey. I think you need to just go relax for a little while, Mickey. I appreciate you coming on tonight. Happy birthday. Thank you so much for coming on. God bless you, my buddy, and keep safe, and don't party too hard this weekend.
I'm not gonna. Thanks so much. Have you been and listened to that?
Wow. Mickey is, I think he partied a little hard there last night, Phil.
I think you ought to find him a nice corner and find him a blanket.
I think he's going to need that. I really, really do. That was like a reality show right there.
Oh, wow, my goodness.
Somebody wrote in, he goes, I love the text writer says, I love the Brian Dunkelman slash Chuck reference. Remember Chuck?
Like, hey, he went upstairs, never came back.
He went upstairs or went to shoot basketball. Nobody ever saw him again on Happy Days. Brian Dunkelman, never saw him again. He's a comic, though. He does okay, kid. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow. Uh-oh, Mickey's back.
Did you guys know that Lisbon is a place that, have you ever been there? It's got a castle. I think it's mine, but I can't find the key. It's really expensive. You guys ever been to Lisbon? I'm going to go now. My head hurts.
Text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
Wow!
The Chad Benson Show.